Adventure on Radio Razzo every Monday from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning for your spiritual blessings and upliftment. For community news, your interviews, special requests, and others, tune into 105.2 MHz ETA and 103.8 MHz on cable. We delight and entertain you.
Hey, we also have more stuff coming your way. We have business matters. We have social and educational matters. We have health and healing matters. We also have legal matters.
For more information, call us on 020-368-1968. We delight and entertain you. Voices of Niger on Radio Razzo every Monday from 6 to 10 a.m. Razzo!
Feet and sing it one more time. You know the song. Can do.
Somebody want the Lord to rain on you?
Holy Spirit, is that what you want tonight? Holy Spirit, rain on my field. That's what I asked him one morning at 4:30. I said, rain on my field. No one was around, just me and Daddy God. I had something on my heart. I said, Holy Spirit, Melissa needs rain on my. Come on, help me sing it.
To say good morning to you, good morning to all our listeners from the heart of the Netherlands, Amsterdam, the great city. My name is Apostle Larry, and you're tuned to Voice of Niger. We are broadcasting right now on 105.2 megahertz and 103.8 on cable. And on the internet, we are reachable via salto.nl. Click on the Razo live button. A warm welcome once again to today's program, and we'll be bringing to you very, very exciting, interesting items. And as usual, we like to lay our foundation by saying a word of prayer, and then we would continue in this inspirational segment with, well, music, the word of God, and of course, the pastoral forum. We trust that your weekend has been good, and this week is going to be even better. Let's share a prayer. Father in heaven, we just thank you and praise you that you have blessed us with another day and a gift of life, health, strength. We thank you for the peace and the calm all around us on behalf of our loved ones and everyone we care about, our sons and daughters, wives, fathers, mothers, husbands. We just want to thank you. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, nephews, nieces, and everyone who is special to us, we just bless you. Father, let your presence and mercy be abundant towards us today. We acknowledge that we can do nothing apart from you. Go before us, O God, straighten every crooked path, and let your light shine powerfully over us. Thank you for all that you have given us to enjoy richly, as your word says. We pray that we shall enjoy them gratefully and acknowledging that you have made them available. For many who walk in darkness and ignorance, we pray the light of your bright countenance shall shine upon them, that they will repent from their ignorance and their wicked ways and seek repentance and turn to you in Jesus' name. We pray for our listeners, many of God who dedicatedly listen and contribute to our programs. Bless them, bless their homes. Even as the transmission goes, Lord, let it be waves of peace, blessings, and provision streaming into their homes. Thank you so much, God. Thank you for all who make it possible for us to come over the airwaves week after week. We thank you, bless them, and empower them. Help them to do even better. Thank you for our nation, our city, our leaders, those in authority. We pray for all the ministers in the city. All who, oh God, are will influence, we pray. Influence shall be used positively to the glory of God. We cancel every plan and every wicked purpose of the enemy. Nothing of the enemy shall prosper against anyone, against our city, against our nation. We thank you for safety, which you have given us until now. We pray the light of Christ shall shine, that all who walk in darkness shall turn to the light. Thank you this hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
To come down, and when heaven comes down, then will you expect promotion or judgment? But in this day, I am trusting God that the best is what we will expect as heaven comes down. My name is Apostle Helen Ruth Dokeno of Rivers of Life Bible Church, alias Lady Agwaboma of Radio Voice of Niger. Perhaps you don't even know what Lady Agwaboma means. It means character is better than beauty. We are transmitting this morning on 105.2 MHz, ETA 103.8 cable on Radio Razzle, the radio of our church and the radio for our generation. This is our inspirational gospel time, bringing to you live the gospel of Jesus Christ and various artists to prepare you and to shoot you out into receiving from God and into the day. You can follow this broadcast live on the internet at www.radio-razzle.nl. Click on live radio to listen. In case you miss the broadcast, you can play it back on www.salto.nl. Click on Razzle and on demand and select the time slots every Monday from 6:00 to 10 o'clock to listen to your popular radio program on Radio Razzle, Voice of Niger. As you have heard from Apostle Larry, shortly we'll be bringing to you the miracles of Jesus Christ. And then after that, we will bring to you the pastoral forum where issues of the kingdom are being discussed. And then that brings our religious segment to a close. And then we move to other segments of the day. And we will be having, at 8 o'clock, we will be having discrimination and harassment on grounds of sexual orientation. Is it justified or not? Oh, the Lord is good. If you feel it's justified, just give us a call. And if you feel it's not also justified, give us a call on 027371619 and air your view. As you know, we are in a democratic society where people are free to air their view. And after the discussion, then our 9 o'clock segment brings us to 60 Minutes with Zart Oost, Empowerment of Amsterdam Single Mothers. By one of our special wet holders, she is coming to discuss on this for complete 1 hour. And of course, we also have other panelists who will be joining and who will want to throw some real questions to her. So if you are a single mother out there, please, Empowerment is coming to you. And then feel free as well to participate in this particular segment and ask the wet holder all that you need to know about single mothers and the provisions that are made for them for this very year, 2014. That will bring us to the hour of 10, where we'll be signing off and to meet you again the same day next week, Monday, and with other powerful programs. Nevertheless, should you want to listen to any of the programs we've done so far, we also refer you to our website on www.radionaija.org. And then the various segments are there, and then you click on any of the segments, and then it will just bring down an arrow of all most of the programs we've done, either social segment, either political segment, or religious segment, or educational segment, any of those segments. Just click on the program of your interest and then highlight it, and then you will just listen to it. We are committed to bringing the best to all our listeners who, through their earnest effort, have been supporting us and making our program the best. We just want you to know that we are committed to this purpose, and with you and us, we will go to high places. So if you are a fan of Radio Voice of Niger, just tap yourself and give yourself a very good hug. You are doing great. So stay tuned, and many ups, many tips are coming your way as you continue to prepare yourself in this morning segment and inspirational segment, and bringing your heart to God Almighty, to preparing your heart so you can receive the blessings of the day. Blessed me, that's the song. So he really blessed me, and he added surplus too. In case you are not sure whether you are blessed, I just want you to know you are blessed to be alive in the land of the living. It's not a small thing. My sister, my brother, my father, my mother, just get up and just shake your body a little bit and say, oh God's Rima, oh God's Rima. On the right track for him. Committed to serving him all the days of my life with my generation. That's the best thing that can happen to you, to serve the living God and to know that you're on permanent contract for Him and for Him alone. Now we switch over to the other side. From Niger to the Ghanaian songs. Great Niger, great Ghana. This is our own artist here in town, Sister Sylvia. So from time to time, it's good to promote our own people too. American way. Just trying to reach our generation, just to reach people of all caliber, as we know that we are in the heart of Amsterdam, the gateway to Europe. So we have more than 120 ethnic groups dwelling here. So we just have to see a way to accommodate every single one of you. From Niger to Ghana, from Ghana to United States. Different flavors of music. God is a good God. Yes, my God is a great God. Yes, just to make sure that somebody is not left behind. Oh, my God is a great God. Yes, He lifts me up. He lifts me up. Come on, say it loud. Yeah. I feel like shouting.
Shout hallelujah.
Yes.
I feel like dancing.
Hey. It's so good to dance. More especially to dance for the right cause. Not just to dance, but to dance for the right cause. Spirit to receive in the miracles of Jesus Christ. Into this segment, the miracles of Jesus Christ. I will be bringing the word of God to you. My name is Apostle Helen Rude Dokine of River City Bible Church. Take up your Bible and let's plow the word of God. Let's dig into it a little bit. No man shall not live by bread alone, neither would you live by music alone. The word of the Lord is coming to set you up, to jack you up, to enable you, to empower you, to push you forward into your place of destiny. Shall we pray? Father God, I thank you and I bless you this morning. It is an honor to be alive in the land of the living. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to speak your word to my generation. Empower me, enable me, energize me, and let through these cable lines, Lord, and that the word of the Lord shall go forward, even as I release the blood of Jesus, O God, on these cable lines, Lord, to pave way that my hearers can hear me clearly and be empowered and be energized, even that those that need, Lord, to draw near to you shall be drawn near to you, even in Jesus' name. Make contact with them, Holy Spirit of God, as the word of God goes forth out of these lips of clay. I thank you and I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Amen, amen. Join me and say a big amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am talking and I'm going to bring the word of exhortation on the topic I've entitled Persistence Brings Settlement. As those of you who have been listening to us this year, we've been saying that God gave us a team. He gave us as a ministry a team. And the team he gave to us on the 31st December was on the topic settlement, having complete settlement. I believe he has looked into our lives and he saw areas that we will need settlement. And our preaching will be focused around this topic this very year. It is a very thing because we embrace it with honor. Why? Because God is in it and it is God's desire that we should have settlement. So if you have been listening to us, you will know that we've been revolving around this topic, and most of all the things we are going to do this year are going to be focused on this topic. So previously, I've been talking about factors that necessitates or that brings one into settlement, and one of them today, which I want to discuss, is persistence. Amen. What is persistence? Persistence means the fact of continuing in an opinion or course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. I repeat, I said persistence means the fact
of continuing in an opinion or course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. So, despite what you are seeing as a stumbling block to your success or to you heading forward in life, in business, in marriage, in anything that you are doing, you, despite that force that is trying to hold or hold you back, if you persist, if you insist on going forward, if you insist on making a mark, if you insist on having things done the way you feel they must be done for you, irrespective of the difficulties you have encountered on the way, then you are at the verge of having your settlement. So if you are going to go through or enter into your settlement in this year 2014, you must have the ability to persist in that which you are doing. That means there is no giving up. There is no fear. You will just be brave and move on in that which you are doing until the difficulty or opposition stumbles. So, if we are going to have a settlement, by the way, settlement can mean to contend or to fight or to struggle or to bring to an end an unjust cause. If you determine to end up something which have been in your family as a generational cycle, if you determine to end it or terminate it or to fight against that thing and say, no, I'm going to resist it. You have done this in the life of my mom, my father, my siblings, but you're not going to do it to me. Then you fight that cause. Then you will come into your settlement. In other words, if we want to enjoy settlement, we must be prepared to fight. We must be prepared to contend with the things that are contending with us. We must be ready to fight the things that have fought our moms and our dads. We must be ready. And I want you to know that God has fortified us. God has given us everything that can enable us to fight. As a matter of fact, we are the only people who enter into battle and have been assured victory just because Christ is on our side. So our victory is already certain the moment we enter into battle. Why? Because you are not going to fight with flesh and blood. You are not going to fight just in physical. You are going to do more of your fighting spiritually. And if you be a child of God, God is already on your side, and he has granted us victory. Hallelujah. So you are not fighting a loose battle. So persistence will enable you, will empower you, will help you to enter into your place of settlement. So those of you who have a spirit that is so weak, and a spirit that is like yo-yo, today you say yeah, tomorrow you say nay, listen to me. You are going to defy that spirit and push ahead to have a strong spirit that says, that resists all opposition, if you are going to defeat that which has been conquering you. Say a big amen. You have what it takes as a child of God. And in the book of Genesis 26, we are going to read about a man that refused to give up. Despite all opposition, despite all troubles, despite all enemies that surrounded him, he refused to give up until he came to his place of settlement. And that is the same thing I want to leave you behind today, to come in terms with the truth and resist any weakling spirit that may want to make you to give up when it is not yet your time. In the book of Genesis 26, let's read from verse 12. The Bible says, then Isaac sowed within that land and received in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man was great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds, and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him for all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father. The Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. Verse 17. Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servant digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdsmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. Are you hearing that? 21. And they digged another well and strove for that also, and he called the name of it Sitma. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord had made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And he went off from thence to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father, fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant's sake Abraham. This is where we are going to stop. If we would look into this scripture, we will see that the man Isaac really struggled. The man Isaac, Isaac, the son of Abraham, direct son of Father Abraham, the one that God said that Abraham was the friend of God, the one that God had promised and said, through Abraham's seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. And we are talking about a man that was the friend of God. We are talking about a man that God himself acknowledged as his friend. And here, the seed of this man was suffering in the hands of the Philistines. You see, somebody of this somebody of this integrity, we would in our own eyes say he will never face any opposition. He have things in places already made for him. And actually, that was how it was. But you see, God still allowed Isaac to come into terms, to come into a place where his enemies will contend with him. His enemies will fight against his right. They will fight against that which God has given unto him. So God allowed that process. He allowed that circumstance. He allowed Isaac to come into such a situation to know whether Isaac was going to fight for his right or Isaac was going to act like a yo-yo. Don't tell me that this God that walked with Abraham and this God that walked with Sarah and these two great people produced this seed, Isaac, that this God who have promised that his promise and his blessings will be upon somebody, upon him and his children and great-great-children unto fourth generation. Don't tell me that this God will forget himself and allow the seed of Abraham to begin to suffer. Don't tell me that God will give up a word which he will not back up with. No, no, no. You see, God have given several promises to somebody who is listening to me. God have promised you through a man of God, through a woman of God, through a prophet. God have revealed himself to you through his word. But you are are not still believing God because you want him to be the one to fight a battle which you are supposed to fight by yourself. For the fact that he has enabled you, he has encouraged you, he has given you specific words regarding your circumstance means that God already has made provision for your victory. You only need to act upon the word of the Lord, stand upon the word of the Lord, and push yourself forward. The scripture we read spoke about Isaac harnessing or harvesting in a land that was or that had famine. Isaac harnessed in that land, and Isaac grew and waxed strong in that land. Isaac became possessor of flocks, possessor of herds, possessor of great store and servants. And the Bible said, even in the midst of his enemies, they envied him. In the midst of famine, Isaac blossomed. Isaac prospered because the blessings of God was upon him. And he prospered in such a foreign land, not the land that as to say is the land of his father. This was the land that his father sojourned unto when God moved him from all of the Chaldeans and told him that he has to begin to go to a promised land. So Abraham passed through the land of the Philistines, where God made him great, and he became very, very, very great. Now we can see that the child of Abraham, Isaac, now have also passed through, is going through that same land, and Isaac is now becoming great. Isaac, at a point in time, wanted to leave, to go and look for a greener pasture somewhere when he heard that there was famine in the land that he had sojourned to. But God appeared to him. God spoke to him and said, do not go to Egypt, but stay in Gera, because I'm going to bless you. And Isaac obeyed. Isaac obeyed the voice of God. Now listen for a minute. When Isaac decided to stay in the land where there was famine, famine means that there was no rain, that famine means there was no livestock, famine means that there were no grasses, famine means that the land was dry. It was hard to plow the ground, but he persisted in plowing the ground in that very year. He did not look at how soft his hands were or how soft his body was. He didn't look at how hard the ground was or how sunny the weather was. Isaac decided to plow the ground. He obeyed the word of God, because the Bible says a diligent man will be made fat. A diligent man will be brought before people of honor. Isaac knew that if he did not labor, he would not eat. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm talking to somebody who every day you are looking at the weather. You don't want to go and do something. You look at the weather. You say, it's too hot today. It's too cold today. It's too windy today. It's too. If you look at the weather, you will not plow. And when you don't plow, don't expect to eat. Are you hearing me, somebody? Isaac defied the weather. Isaac ignored the hardship of the weather. Isaac endured the hardship of the weather. He persisted and he plowed and he planted. And the Bible said that same year, in the land that was so dry, in the land that people could not reap, in the land that others have categorized as a land that was famished, that was the same land where Isaac in the same year, and hundredfold. Isaac received a hundredfold merit, a hundredfold blessing. Isaac was blessed in everything that he put his son to do. And the Bible said he waxed very strong. That means he didn't grow weaker. He became stronger and stronger and stronger. And people around him, they were diminishing, but he was growing stronger in a foreign land, unto the point that the Philistines envied him. You see, when you decide to defy the economic recession, as people are always fixing all their ears in CNN, trying to get into knowing what the stock market is all about, to know whether they can save or they can sell. If you defy all of these things that people are doing, and you defy all of this negativity that is hanging in the atmosphere for 2014, and you go forward into investing into your business, you go forward into, you know, committing time to do your business, you go forward into, you know, making sure that you do the right thing, God Almighty in his infinite mercy will pour out blessing into the works of your hands. Say, I receive it. And that blessing is going to make way for you. And that blessing is going to make you to be fat in the land of famine. It's going to make you to be joyful in the land of famine. When others are complaining, you will be so satisfied. You will be so happy. You will be full of joy. And you will be and enjoy your settlement when others are living in dryness. The Bible said, when the Philistines, when they discovered that Isaac was prospering despite all that was around, all the hardship they themselves were going through, their king called Abimelech decided to approach Isaac and to say, listen, boy, we have seen that you are prospering, and you are prospering and waxing strong and strong and strong in our land. We want you to move out of this place. They decided to move him out of that place, thinking that it was just because he had occupied a better part of the land. But let me tell you, when the blessings of God is upon you, nobody can stop you. When the blessings of God is upon you and you are determined to walk in that blessings of the Lord, nobody can stop you. They may push you out of a church, but they did not take away the anointing from you. They may push you out of your business, they did not take away.